Oh, wait, what?
What? What? Yeah. Hang on.
What the hell?
What's going on?
You know what they say? Hey, cats out of the
bag. What? You know what they say? Oh.
I don't know. Oh, okay. Okay, I found out where it was coming from.
Hey guys, this is Bridget.
And this is Will.
And this is Mary.
Welcome to
No Stupid.
So what's everybody been up to since we talked?
Just working. My fridge broke, and so...
Oh, no.
The freezer stopped freezing things, so that sucked.
That does suck.
Yeah, I had to throw away a lot of stuff. No one wants soggy meat in their freezer when it's not frozen, so... And then it was supposed to get fixed yesterday, but the guy that came didn't know how to fix it. So then they had to come back with a new person today to fix it.
Were they just like, go fix this? And he was like, okay.
He just kind of looked at it and he's like, I don't know about this.
don't know what you expect me to do.
he's just like, oh, I tried so hard. Oh.
He's like, yep, it's broken.
He's like, have you tried starting it, like turning it back on? Have you tried just plugging it back in?
Have you tried running the task manager? Control-Alt-Delete? Have you just restarted your system?
Yeah, like, no, yes. Stuff didn't work?
No, didn't work.
Bummer.
We did try turning it off and on again, and it didn't work.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry, Mary.
It's fixed, hopefully, now.
Yeah, so it's fixed, like you didn't have to buy a new one? They were able to fix it?
I mean, I wouldn't have had to buy a new one. My landlord would have bought it, but...
Oh, true.
It's like, our fridge is like 13 years old, so I was wondering, like, if it was gonna be worth it to fix it, or just, you know, buy a new fridge. You sure just don't want to buy us a new fridge? I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe one with, like, an ice maker or something? I don't know.
Hey, they have fridges now. They have, like, iPads attached to them, yeah. Pretty much.
My sister's had the one where, like, you could look in and see what was in the fridge without opening it.
Whoa.
I know.
Life's hard.
I know.
So that way you can go up to the fridge and be like, nothing looks good without opening it. And then
exactly.
And then come back and looking again and been like, no, nothing's still good. And then
did your parents not ever get pissed off at you for leaving the fridge open for too long? For just sitting there and staring?
No.
Oh, well, my dad came from the ice box days. So, like, you know. It was literally just a chunk of ice in like a container. And so if you left it open for too long, the ice would melt. So I guess, you know, post-Depression South was poor. So all they had was a chunk of ice and a little cooler. So glad y'all never got yelled at for that. Will, what about you? Any issues? How was your week off of school? Your unprecedented week off of school?
I hated it. Yeah, it reminded me of being in lockdown last year. So
yeah.
I did not like it. But next week is spring break, so.
Yeah. So you get another week off.
Yeah, and I don't have a job after this year's over. School year's over.
What?
Yeah, because I was only a year contract, so they all sent us letters saying that we would like to uninvite you to not work. Please apply again.
Well, you know, if you'd have taken the job at Prairie Wind... Actually, I don't know if she is going to have a job next year either. I don't know.
No, that was a year. Like that was a year long. Yeah, that was a year long contract too.
Oh,
all
so...
teachers last year were year long. Yeah.
Oh, shit. So it's like the whole school district. Now,
yeah, so now we have to fight for.
Oh, but, no. Well,
yeah, it's going to be a Hunger Games, but it's okay because I'm optimistic.
You'll do good. It'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Good. I'm optimistic. Otherwise, yeah, it's just been chill.
Yeah.
So. What have you been doing, Bridget?
Yeah, how's Montana? How's coming back?
It was gorgeous. I got my first speeding ticket ever on the way back. Thanks, Highway Patrol.
Your first?
I've been pulled over, but I've never gotten a ticket.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my fifth time being pulled over, and he just couldn't see past the charm like all the others did. That's fine. And it was so stupid, too. What?
Were you in a 65 zone or a 75 zone?
I was in a 65 going 76.
You know, I saw your ticket amount and I was like, I wonder if she is in a 65 going like 75. Cause the one time I got a speeding ticket is cause it was one semester where I was commuting from Cheyenne to here to go to school. And I was going like 75 down the summit, which is the 65. Mm-hmm. And my ticket was like almost the same amount as yours. So yeah,
well,
I was like,
so
it was 65. So
the funny thing was we were up there, we were playing bingo and I won $115 and my ticket was for $115. So, I mean, I guess I came out equal, but, and he was really nice and shit, but like, I knew he was behind me too. But the problem was, I legitimately didn't know what the speed limit was. So I was just like, okay, make my own, right?
Yeah,
and
speed it up, just make your own. Go fast.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't it does change to 75 later on? Like.
Yeah, well, because it's going through Casper. So, you know, when the speed limit goes down when you're going through town.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, he was like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, because I was speeding. Because I knew that had to have been the reason. And he's like, yeah, you were cooking. Do you know how fast you were going? I was like, I don't know, 70, 75. He's like, yeah, 76. And I was like, man, if you think that's fast, you should have seen me coming through the Shirley Basin earlier. Cause that shit's like the Autobahn when like the weather's nice. Cause there's nobody around. Like, but.
That'd be funny if you said that to the cop.
Yeah.
You should have seen me back there.
Man, you thought that was fast. You would have seen some real shit earlier. Okay.
Like, man, we're going to have to follow you all the way to where you're going.
Well,
ooh,
and then,
police escort. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. I'm so fancy. And then he saw my license and he's like, oh, so you're heading to Cheyenne. I was like, yeah. And he's like, good luck. He literally said that because he's like, y'all got like four feet of snow. I was like, yep, I know. And I really thought I was going to get off. I really did. Mm-hmm. Because he was like, where are you coming from? And I was like, Red Lodge. And he was like, oh, my neck of the woods. And he was like, do the turkeys still roam around? And I couldn't hear what he said. I said, is who still roaming around? I thought he meant like some guy named Turkey. I was like, I don't know a guy named Turkey. He's like, no, the turkeys. Turkeys still wandering around.
You know, turkeys.
I was like, it's like I was only there a week. It's like, I don't know, a guy named Turkey. But no, he was a cool guy. He was very nice. Ticket aside, you know, but baby's first speeding ticket.
You know how it is.
Yeah. I mean, that was only technically my third time being pulled over for speeding. The other times were not pulled over for that. But, you know, so.
Yeah. One time you got pulled over and you weren't even moving. So.
Yeah, I pulled myself over. I was proactive. And then another cop thought I was drunk driving, and I was like, no, just reckless, you know. Don't worry about me.
Was it reckless or was it careless?
It was tired, actually. Yeah, it was more careless.
I was going to say, it sounds like that's like more of a careless situation.
Yeah, I wasn't reckless. I was just, he said I was swerving, which, whatever.
You're swerving.
Drunk. You're swerving. Civil rights, okay? This is the 90s.
Got wide lanes over here, okay?
Well, it was coming through Denver, and seriously, driving through Denver, it's like a crazy eight. Like, you know, just, you know, weaving in and out shit. Mm-hmm. It's fine. The point is, my mom was just as surprised, and as were my coworkers when I told them that this was my very first speeding ticket ever. So... Jossie was like, what's surprising is that it was your first ticket. And I was like, I know. But yeah, other than that, Montana was awesome. Well, what were you going to say?
Oh, nothing. I was just saying, I remember when I got a university ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten actually.
I think everyone just gets
from
one.
From Transfrick.
Like, yeah.
They like look up to see if you haven't gotten one and they're just like, here, this one hasn't gotten a ticket. Write him one.
I had a friend that I worked with that he, it's such a dick move, but he intentionally saw like one of the trans park people, like mm-hmm. starting to like look at tickets, giving out tickets and stuff, and he saw a car like a few cars down that looked like it was about to be ticketed. It's not his car, but he intentionally started running towards his car, and the trans park people start running down to that car too, and he's like, ha, just kidding, that's not my car.
That's pretty awesome. I don't think
just
that's a dick move. I don't think that's a dick move. I think that's awesome. You know what? If I was working for Transpark, I would have laughed. Personally, I wouldn't have even started running towards the car. I'd have been like, whatever. Yeah. But yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, it's not even my car, so.
I approve of that.
So, what's the film that we're going to talk about today? What a gem.
Yep.
Yeah. Stepsister from Planet Weird.
I told Will before you got on, Mary, that I've watched collectively about 5 minutes of this entire film. So, you know, I have
you're like, I'll just like check out the movie in 2.5 hours with me. And well, 2.5 hours, you didn't even.
I was cooking dinner. So
you couldn't have like propped up your iPad next to the stove.
I probably could have. Yeah, maybe I could have. Okay, Mary. Maybe that's a genius idea.
Yeah, it's pretty smart. Yeah, taking your portable viewing device over to where you are.
I remember the important parts. I remember.
Do you?
That it sucked. So yeah. Well, no. I mean, I only remembered a few parts. I keep telling everybody I hate all these movies, and then I realize that I never even watched the entire things. Like, that was how it was with Can of Worms. I'm pretty sure I've never seen the end of Stepsister from Planet Weird as I was going back through there. So, you know, maybe it's better than I thought it was.
I guess we'll never know, because Bridget will
watch
the
it.
Movie.
I'll watch it again. I am interested
we'll
to see how.
On a different well, movie, Bridget.
Well, I know, but now it's kind of fun, because now it's like story time. Now Will can tell me a little story. I'm like, you know, within, what is it? And what does he say in Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I did not catch any of that.
Me either.
In Rocky Horror Picture Show, when he's like, anticipation. Remember? He goes, anticipation.
I'm like, oh, Bridget, cut out.
No.
Yeah. This reminds me of, I saw this video meme that really it's like one of those things that like really annoys you. It's blinding light, you know how it goes, and I said ooh, you know that part.
Uh-huh.
Except it doesn't end, it's just him going, and I said ooh. And it goes on forever. And it's just like that mildly infuriating kind of like thing where you just want to like keep going, but it's just, and I said ooh. Yeah,
I think it might have been that one, or maybe it was a different one, but it was like, yeah, they just edit it and loop it, so it just keeps repeating the same part, and you want it to keep going, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's different, but the one I keep thinking of in my head is I Feel It Coming, and he just keeps going, I feel it coming, I feel it coming, I feel it coming. It's like, sing the rest!
What's coming? I need to know.
What's happening? Like, you'll never know. You just have to listen to the same 4 seconds.
There's also a 10-hour loop of it just going, ooh.
And I say, ooh. He held that note for 10 hours. What a singer.
Man, people will doubt his talent, but that he holds it for 10 hours, so.
Maybe it's her saying, shake it out, the whole time. Just shake it out, shake it out. Shake it out, shake it out. Shake it out, shake it out.
Shake what out, Florence?
What did you do? What? I don't understand.
What do you want,
Florence?
I can
only shake it out so much. It shook, Florence. It shook.
All right, but yeah, so we're watching Stepsister from Planet Weird. It was premiered in June 17th, 2000.
Junevember.
It was filmed in Australia again, like Rip Girls.
Oh yeah.
The Brazilian.
New Zealand.
Right, New Zealand.
New Zealand. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one was in Queensland, Australia.
Ooh.
Yeah. So let's see here.
Man, wouldn't you feel gypped if, like, oh, I'm not supposed to say that word anymore. Wouldn't you feel screwed over?
Wait, gypped?
Yeah, because it hints at, like, gypsies and stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I learned that as an RA. Well, yeah, fun fact. Don't say it around gypsies. But, like, wouldn't you feel, like, screwed if, like, everybody else got to film their movie
screwed,
in
Bridget.
LA?
Shut up.
Wouldn't you feel like nailed over if
you can't say that.
You feel fucked over.
Oh, anyway, and everybody else got to go to Australia. Like, I'd feel pissed off.
Mm-hmm. The plot, or let's see, the storyline basically says the teenager's life is disrupted when her mother falls in love with an Arian. So Arian. That's the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Arian.
Aliens.
Aliens. Aliens.
Oh my god, that should be the, that should be the
that's her thumbnail.
The picture should be just Will doing, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
aliens.
Aliens.
There we go. Perfect. I'll do that.
Okay.
But, so it starts off with, oh, it stars, what's her face?
Courtney
Draper.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the 13th year. She was the love interest of what's his face from 13th year. And
mm-hmm.
and it has Tamara Hope. She hasn't really done a lot recently, but she was a she was in Crimson Peak.
Oh.
She was Society Girl.
Oh.
Was that the main character? Was
I
she the main character? Actually?
No, she wasn't.
Okay. Okay,
that was Mia Wachowska.
Okay, they just look very similar.
They are both blonde and white. They are very similar looking.
Oh, was she the... Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she was in Crimson Peak, which I just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in case you weren't listening, she was in Crimson Peak.
Pop and quiz, also, what other movie was
she was in? Crimson Peak.
Oh, Charlie Hunnam's in that one? Oh, I may have to watch it.
Mm. I'm not sure if you know this, but she was also in Crimson Peak.
Mm-hmm. I heard that she played Society Girl.
Yeah. Marnie comes back from Xenon. She's Heather, the popular girl.
Is that really?
Yeah, same that's person? Marnie. Yeah.
Oh.
Recognize that.
Margie.
Margie, yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
She was very typecast as mean middle schooler during her acting career.
Yeah.
How fitting that her name would be Heather. Just reminds me of Heathers.
Mm, yes.
You know, psycho bitch.
Yeah.
That's what she is.
Exactly. She is. But so...
my sister's name is Heather, so I mean,
psycho
I know
bitch.
From I know from experience. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Heather.
But so the movie opens up with windsurfing, so DCOMs choose certain sports like rollerblading, surfing. What other sports have they done that we've done so far? Oh, motocross is in the future.
Yeah.
Soapbox derby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basketball's like the common one.
Yeah. So yeah. So anyway. Yeah. So windsurfing, and Megan Larson is the main character in this story. As you see her just surfing, and she's with her friend named Cutter. And they're just doing this
idiot.
Epic... Yeah. Oh, I'll go into that.
You're so fucking stupid, Cutter.
God. Imagine being, like, interested in a guy like that. Even at that age, there's no excuse.
When I was watching the movie, too, like, he said something, and I just like, God, Megan, aim higher. Have some self-esteem and self-respect.
Don't you kind of just, like, want to drown him in the ocean? Like, just when he's, like, out there windsurfing, she's like, shh. And
like
just push his head further underwater.
In her dream, he just drowns. Like, oh, I don't feel bad. But
yeah,
anyway.
But let's see here. But Cutter, by the way, he reminds me of Karen, basically. Just very not there. But we'll get into that later. But yeah, so they're windsurfing and Cutter falls down and eats it. And she saves him, like, no effort. And after he saves her, he's like, be my girlfriend? And she's like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
And then at first I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. And then all of a sudden you see her parents and brother appears. And I was like, okay, this must be a dream. Because they just appear out of nowhere. And they're just like, hey, we're getting back together. And the brothers are like, I promise I won't be a freak. And then she looks to her right, and you see Marjorie, or Heather, He's like, hey, Megan, you're really cool. Come join us in our popular group. And she's like, right on, I will. And it turns out, of course, she was in a dream because they literally just appear out of nowhere. And she wakes up from her brother attacking her because her brother is obsessed with aliens. He's literally the aliens guy from the aliens meme as a kid.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to them going downstairs, and Trevor wants to be a man in black. And Megan's like, well, you can't be a man in black.
Okay, can I tell you what this reminds me of really quick? Don't already know.
Is it the Mad Libs joke?
Yeah, okay, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Go, you know, you go.
Okay, so one time when we were doing Mad Libs, we needed, like, plural noun, and Will goes, men. Men's. And we're like, I was like, okay, well, we're just going to go ahead and put men, because men is already plural.
What the happened again, too? You were like, it was like a restaurant, or like, yeah. Plural, and it was like McDonald's, and I was like, it's already got an S.
Yeah, because we were talking.
Sonics.
Yeah, because he calls it Sonics, and we're like, no, it's just Sonic. And he's like, oh, yeah, I guess that's ridiculous, like Wendy's. And we're like, no, but Wendy's actually does have an S at the end of it. Burger King's.
Taco John's.
Starbucks's.
Oh. We'll just be adding S's to everything.
But yeah, that's what it reminded me of. I put the plural noun joke. So it turns out that the reason why they did divorce, because daddy's always busy for work. And so that's why they're separated. And after they explain that, mom clearly doesn't know how to cook, because during breakfast, she comes up and with a plate of saltine crackers. And they're just like, is that it? This is our breakfast? And she's like, oh, no, we have more. And then she basically just pulls out, like, chicken noodle soup for breakfast. So breakfast was soup and crackers. And Megan was mentioning, is like, well, mom's been kind of off because the whole divorce and stuff. And then, so she's been on a few dates already. And the kids basically scare off each date, where one of them was that the date was at the house, and Trevor, the little brother, was doing, like, karate, and Megan's just like, oh, man, you should have seen the other guy. He's still recovering in a body cast. And so you could tell that Megan and Trevor are, you know, not ready for another dad, which makes sense.
Yeah, because it's been, like, 2 days, and she's already been on, like, 10 dates, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
Slow it down a little more.
Swiping right like crazy. So, Megan goes to school and kind of explains that she was in the cool kids club for a bit because she claimed that she was Jewel's cousin. And so, I remember Jewel?
Barely.
I don't. What's one
Mary.
Of the songs?
Intuition.
Yeah.
They used it on a Razor commercial.
That was like her shitty song. Like, back when she was, like, acoustic and stuff, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was fine. I didn't dislike Jewel. She wasn't, like, my favorite, though. I just like hearing songs on the radio.
Yeah, because it takes you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this actress. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, she all right. I was more of like I'm going to listen to the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
You know, Avril. You know, S Club 7.
Yeah, same. No, this actress looks like she could be related to Jewel, though. She really does. I think, let me look if I'm remembering her face correctly. Jewel's
blonde
face.
White woman. Yes, they look blonde. Very similar.
Just like facial. Let me see. Oh my god, what's her last name? Jewel. Jewel.
Jewel. Jewel.
Jewel. Jewel. I don't know. Maybe not. Yeah, I'm definitely not remembering Jewel's face correctly. So, all right. Yeah.
Megan was all like, well, I have a cousin that looks like Jewel, and she can sing pretty good, too. And so, Marjorie, or Marnie, whatever her name is, Heather, was like, get out of here, we don't want you, you liar. And so, she's like, fine, whatever. And this is where they go into class, in like a weird, like, physics or math class or something crazy. They're in high school, and she talks about Cutter, who she has a huge crush on, And Cutter seems like a guy that had one too many concussions because he's like not really there.
Yeah.
Like kind of how do you describe it? Airheaded, kind of.
Yeah.
But she's like very ooh-woo with him right now. She's like, ooh, every time he like speaks, he's so hot right now. And so turns out...
Have you ever felt that way about somebody who was so stupid?
No.
I'm trying to... Yeah, okay.
The minute they...
Bridget's like, yeah, me too. No. I remember someone being very infatuated with Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, but I didn't like know him personally. It's cute when you don't know him.
He
and
was
you only
an
see
idiot,
him.
Though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but that's different. It's so different.
It is not.
It is, because if you don't like, I mean, like somebody in your real life that you felt like that. Yeah, I got giddy. I still get giddy when I see Ryan Lochte. I'm not gonna say I don't. Okay, but like it was like not. It was totally not realistic. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I was never gonna meet Ryan Lochte, so it's different.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. So Megan has like a Ryan Lochte kind of feeling where, you know, he's good looking, but he's not all the way. He's not in. He's not home.
Okay. Yeah. Oh wait. Okay. So
he's
our
not
friend
the
Chant-
brightest crayon yeah. in the shed.
Our friend Chantel liked to describe Ryan Lochte as the lights are on but no one's home, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Lights are on but no one's home.
So that's how we'll describe
vacation.
This kid.
Yeah.
And left all the lights on. They've yeah. been gone for years.
Oh. What a cutie. What a cute little dumbass.
So high. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just on autopilot, basically. Yep. But and you would think he would be the alien in this whole movie, but he's actually not.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turns out that mom has a windsurfing store. So Kathy, right? Yeah, Kathy is a windsurfing aficionado. And so Megan comes there and kind of volunteers or even works there. And Cutter comes in and... Bless his heart. He's like, hey, it's you. You go to my school. Corgan? Vegan? Vegan? And she's like, yeah, whatever. Close enough. And she's like, you windsurf too? He's like, yeah, I love windsurfing because there's wind and there's surfing. And then she's just immediately just melts from that. She's like, oh, tell me more about windsurfing. Once again, lights are on, but no one's home.
No one's home.
And she's like, well, do you want any chips or anything? You want some snacks? Because she's eating like a bag of chips. He's like, oh, yeah, totally. So he eats it. He's like, oh, yeah, what kind of flavor? And she's like, oh, barbecue or no, wait, cheese, no, wait, sour cream and onion. I don't know. You're just super hot. I just can't tell. She's just fallen in love, smitten with Cutter.
Some self-respect, Megan. God.
God, you slut. Don't give it up to just anybody.
You no, ignorant slut.
Megan, you ignorant slut.
That's the title of the episode.
Megan, you ignorant slut.
Anywho.
For some reason, this whole week, I think I know why. Because I'm teaching the Revolutionary War right now. And... I keep saying, like, Declaration of Independence, but I keep thinking of, I declare bankruptcy.
You just declare it.
Yeah. But, anyway, so, after the whole windsurfing thing, mom comes up, is like, hey, Megan, I met a guy while windsurfing, and it's this weird guy that, like, waves at her when she's windsurfing and starts swimming because he thinks that Kathy's drowning, but clearly she's not. She's just windsurfing, but he comes up and, like, saves her, basically. Tackles her into the water. It's like, I saved you. And this guy named Cosmo, and he's from the Yukon. And I actually had a good giggle at this, because every time they mention the Yukon, it cuts to, like, a giant snowstorm, and it says population, like, no one or something like that. And they're just dogs barking. Because they do that again later. But it says, like, yeah, he's from the Yukon, and it cuts to this giant winter storm, and dogs are barking, and there's, like, no one there. And
basically Wyoming.
Yeah, basically us last week. And turns out that he has a daughter the same age as Megan. What a coincidence.
What?
So she's like, yeah, he's kind of cool. So they go on multiple dates, and it's kind of cute because she, like, gets all giddy, and every time she leaves, she comes home with, like, some weird, like, thing, like a bubble blower maker thingy, balloons, and Megan's, like, in the couch just sleeping, waiting for mom to get back home. And the last one, she doesn't even bother. She's at her bedroom playing guitar, and the mom is like, hey, why don't you let anyone listen to your guitar playing? She's like, I don't like to, la 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 la. Because they're getting ready to meet Cosmo and the daughter. So they get ready, they kind of have a little talk, and it's like, oh yeah, okay, how do you feel about meeting the boyfriend and all this stuff? And then Cosmo comes in and basically picks up Megan and freaks her out. Because Cosmo's a little friendly, he's a little weird. Like, he kind of knows something's going on because he's a little too friendly. Like, he hugs her, he picks her up, and he carries in, like, a giant, like, 50-pack of case of root beer as, like, a parting, or, like, as in, like, a little gift to bring in. And so he comes in, and he gets along with Trevor, the little brother, really well. Like, they definitely hit it off pretty well. And they ask, like, where Ariel is. So Ariel is the other lady, or the daughter of Cosmo. And the dad says that Ariel is freaking out because there's wind. She's afraid of the wind. And so Megan goes out and kind of investigates this old vintage car just parked in the street or in the driveway, and sees Ariel just kind of under the car, just kind of be like, it's the wind. So kind of reminds me of Wyoming when we have our big winds.
Yeah.
I just want to hide because it's super strong.
Especially the whispering, because we're always like, don't say the word. Like,
yeah.
You know, the wind has ears. If you say its name, mm-hmm. it'll come around. So you have to call it the W.
Yep, the W.
I'm like, bitch. I call the wind a bitch.
That bitch is coming back through town, isn't she?
Hear that bitch outside?
She'd be blowing hard.
That bitch won't shut the fuck up.
She knocked down some trees.
That bitch. Oh, Lord. Oh. If you're not from Wyoming, I hope you find this as funny as we all do.
If you're not, or if you are.
You're a bitch.
If you're
too.
Not from Wyoming, oh. Yeah. You're a bitch. Anyway.
So there's this whole cool thing I think I kind of liked about this movie, where it first starts off with like a Dear Diary kind of thing with Megan doing her inner monologue, and then after Megan finds Ariel under the car, it cuts to Ariel's inner monologue, and it kind of goes back before she at the point where they are in the movie. So it turns out that Ariel is an alien. And she does this whole, like, weird, like, hand signals, like, flipping the air off to, like, do her journal. And she kind of explains her background and her father's background, where she's like, we're in this Earth planet. I'm hideous. I hate being in this physical form as a human. And I was like, wow, she really connects to all of us.
Same.
She's like, I'm hideous.
Disgusting.
Yeah, she's like, I'm disgusting. I'm hideous.
I don't fit in with these people.
Yeah. And turns out that her home planet are literally bubble people called the, or not called the, but the planet's called Zerkaloin. And they're literally just bubble people, where they're just bubbles with faces on them. And they had to leave because Emperor Planet was trying to find Cosmo, or the dad, because he was a freedom fighter, and this whole thing about making sure that their planet was free and not enslaved. So they're basically like Thomas Jefferson or George Jefferson.
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
No, you had it right the first time.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson.
Luke Skywalker. And so they do this whole background kind of scene where mom, dad, and Aerial Bubble starts like running away, or floating away, I should say. Floating away from the Emperor, and mom dies by popping. She just popped, and then that's how mom died.
She blew up.
Yeah, she
blew up. Yeah, hey, Ricky. Sorry, your mom blew up.
Yeah. And it turns out that Ariel's lover is this guy named Fanul, and the Emperor's son was like, oh no, well you have to escape because my dad's coming after you. So she left her boyfriend back at the planet while her and her dad escapes. And it turns out the reason why that they drink so much root beer is because they need CO2 to survive. And I don't know why they picked root beer, but whatever. Their choice, not mine.
They should have done beer.
I was about to say, yeah.
Rage drinking.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, she's an alien,
yeah, I don't think
so.
They wanna... Yeah, so she could be 100.
Yeah. Just popping. She just goes to school and just drinks like a Heineken.
A PBR, yeah.
She's at lunch, she just pulls out a beer. People are like, what? She's even cooler than we thought. She's drinking at school.
She doesn't even care.
Oh, God, that would have been awesome.
And so when they arrive to Earth, Ariel meets her like neighbor who's a psychic, and she is literally psycho. Like, she's really weird. She's like, I see your aura, I feel it, I can predict the future, I know your past life, this is why you're here. And so Ariel's just like, I don't like this lady, this lady's kind of weird, because if she knew what was happening in the future, she would have choked on a fly, because that's what she did. And she's like, this human's dumb, I hate humans. And so she goes back home and talks to her dad, and she's like, Mama popped, I don't like it here. And turns out that their planet has a lot of diamonds, and she's like, these worthless things are apparently really valuable here on Earth, and so that means Daddy's rich. So Kathy's just a gold digger, basically. Because they have handfuls of diamonds, and he's making thousands of money. So,
thousands of money?
Yeah.
Thousands of money?
Dollar.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Yen.
What kind of money, Jenny?
Dalal.
Dalal, yeah, Dalal. Dogecoins, who knows?
Could be anything.
Simoleons, you know?
Mm-hmm. Brazilians?
Brazilian simoleons? They'd be doing that rosebud, what is it, colon, semicolon cheat? Yeah. For those who played The Sims back in the day, you know what I'm talking about. And also, what, Motherlode, right? That's another cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Ariel, she says that she misses her boyfriend, Fanul, who's son of the Emperor, once again. And it's just this whole Romeo and Juliet story where it's like the forbidden love, and, you know, I can't love you because they hate me, and I hate your family, and blah, 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 blah. And they have this weird thing about drinking CO2. They get this high-pitched, like, weird squeal for some reason. I don't know why, but when they drink soda, they just get high-pitched voices for a bit. And now it cuts back to where Ariel's back under the car, and every time she has an anxiety attack, she turns into a bubble.
Same.
Or, yeah, she turns into a bubble, but she has to go to a sink. And she basically, yeah, turns into a bubble. And so when she goes from under the car, Megan's like, hey, how are you? How's it going? And then she's like, I'm having an anxiety attack. I need to go to the bathroom. So Megan follows her to the bathroom, and Ariel comes out all, like, soaking wet. And Megan's like, what happened to you? And she's like, I fell in the sink. And Ariel is very, like, monotone. She doesn't have a personality. She's just very, like, literally like an alien. Like, no one from Earth. So she's like, I fell in the sink. So Megan's just not having it with Ariel shenanigans. She's like, okay, whatever. And she's like, I'm funny, and I'm just going to blow dry you. And turns out that Ariel does not like the blow dryer.
Because,
yeah, I'm going to, yeah, she's like, I'm going to blow you in the bathroom. And Ariel, like, freaks out because of the wind. Once again, the wind. And it makes sense now because her mama popped because she was a bubble and the wind pops bubbles. But, yeah, at the dinner time, and it turns out that Ariel doesn't eat because she's an alien and she does not want food. She hates the food, actually. Ariel kind of talks in her journal saying, like, Megan's on my hit list. I'm going to kill her. Basically, she has a hit list.
I like how in the movie, too, she calls her for a long time evil Megan Larson.
Yeah, yep. I have
like
that
in
bolded.
Her thoughts and to her face also.
Yeah. That's how I like to label the people I don't like.
It's like, okay, at least we know where our relationship stands. Like, you're just upfront with me. You think I'm an evil bitch. Great.
Yeah.
No confusion there.
Right. There is no transparency whatsoever. Or there is. There is transparency.
There is so much transparency.
Nothing but transparency.
Yeah, nothing but. So, yeah, Ariel's like, I hate this lady. I hate this girl. She's gonna die. I'm gonna invade her later because I'm an alien, and that's. And so, during dinner, they notice something's going up, and Mom and Cosmo are like, "Hey, we're getting engaged. So you guys are gonna be stepsisters soon," and they like freak out because I don't know how long the time frame is, but I feel like they just met, but it was like what 10 dates maybe, but that was about it.
Yeah.
So Mom's like, well, you're going to have to take Ariel to school with you. And of course, she like freaks out about it. She's like, all right, whatever. So they ride their bike to school, and Ariel wears like this crazy football helmet, and her clothes are all pink and like rainbow color and just looks odd. So when they went to go park their bikes, Ariel flips over her bike and crashes, and everyone at the school is out there for some reason, and they all see her do it, and they all, like, laugh, and they're like, oh, who's this chick? And the boys, all of a sudden, are all super attracted to Ariel, and just, like, constantly following her, and Megan's kind of just over it. She's like, well, she did something stupid, like, I don't know why the boys are liking her. But the boy's like, hey, where are you from? And Ariel's like, I'm from the Yukon. And they're like, oh, cool. Africa.
It's her gas that brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah, it's her gas. So throughout the whole time being in high school, you know, so like everyone's super into Ariel, and Megan's just like super jealous. She's like, why is everyone liking her so much? Like, she's weird. She does all this weird stuff. And even Marjorie is just like, yeah, she's cool. And I guess you can hang with us too, Megan, because you're going to be stepsisters. And so Megan starts thinking, it's like, well, I don't think Cutter's going to think she's not cool. I hope so, because, you know, she's totally ooh-woo for Cutter. So she's like, Cutter's totally not going to be into her. He's going to be into me. And so during lunch, the school is like spreading these rumors saying like she's super smart, like an IQ of 300. She dated Prince William, which is, I don't know how old he would be in back then. And then,
like, 18 or something.
18, okay. And then she tutored Bill Gates. And so everyone's just, like, having positive things with Ariel. Well, Megan's just like, I don't get it. Like, she's weird and, like, she dresses weird. She talks weird. I don't understand her. So after school, Mom's like, okay, maybe you should go teach Ariel how to windsurf. So she's like, well, I don't want to, Mom. But of course, Mom's like, well, you gotta. She's gonna be your stepsister. Oh, wait, no, before that, Ariel goes to the bathroom. Megan decides to follow her and actually call a teacher to stalk her for some reason. And they catch her talking to a bubble in the bathroom. So Ariel's just like, oh, Raul, Fanuel, yeah, Fanuel, my love, something, 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 I love you, whatever, whatnot. And Megan's just like, do you see this? Do you see what I'm saying? She's talking to a bubble. And the teacher's like, oh, she's very poetic. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so Megan's
like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, she's like, really? Like, she's talking to a bubble. And the teacher's like, yeah, she knows what she's doing. Let her do her thing, Megan. And so the teacher's like, yeah, go back. And as Megan gets out of the bathroom, she knows that everyone is dressed up as Ariel. Like, she's a new hip girl.
Regina George.
Yeah, she's a new Regina George, basically. So then it goes into the windsurfing thing where Ariel obviously doesn't want to go windsurfing because she's really afraid that Megan's going to drown and she's just going to die. So she just kind of hangs out there and she starts going into the water. And then Ariel notices that Cutter comes up to Ariel and starts talking to her. And Megan's like, oh no, She gets the whole Kill Bill sirens going on in her head. It's like she's talking to my man. And so Megan confronts Ariel about Cutter. And Ariel's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to go home. And she's like, Yukon. She just wants to go back to Yukon. I was like, all right, cool. So this is where they start teaming up and try to figure out a way to split up the parents because they don't like each other. They don't want to have to do anything with each other. And this is when Ariel keeps calling Megan evil Megan Larson directly. And so they're like, okay, well, in order to split up, then we should just act like we're best friends. And then somehow that'll split the parents apart. So they start spending time together, and they turn out that they actually are enjoying their time together. And they're just like, uh-oh, they're building a relationship, so maybe, who knows, in the future they might get along. And so their one thing was that they're telling Cosmo, we're like, just be like a man, because you're just a little kid, so you need to act like a man. So they get into a little tiff at home because Kathy tries to read a poem and Cosmo just totally ignores her by watching Hollywood Squares. And like, did you see that spider over there? Like, it was really cool. Like, acting like a little kid. And so the next time they go out, Ariel says, like, hey, you need to be an adult. So Cosmo dresses up like a cowboy and starts talking like a cowboy. And they go to a pizza shop for a date. And Cosmo's like, oh, you're looking, and the server comes up, is like, can I get your order? And Cosmo's like, you're looking at my woman there? You're smacking on my woman? You're macking on her? And the server's like, no, I just want to get her order. And he's like, give me a steak. Give me the biggest steak you got. And I want it raw.
I bet her order at the pizza place was the 8-inch thick.
Can't get the 8-inch thick, especially from you, Mr. Server.
Those wings you wanted, do you want them bone in or bone out? She wants them bone in.
Do you want it raw? Do you want it cooked?
Cooked, please. No salmonella for me today.
No, man.
No melanoma for me today.
No melanoma.
Okay, so this is kind of a, like, off topic, but one time when I was serving, I asked the guy how he wanted his burger cooked, and he looked at me and he was like, in the oven. And I was like, no, what temperature do you want to be cooked at? And I was like, and we cook ours. And I was like, and we cook ours on a griddle. Thank you very much.
That's so funny. Do you want this cooked in an oven, please?
It took me a second. Like, I was like,
yeah, I figured.
he was kind of like Cutter in this movie.
Did he look like, why the fuck did I say that when you were like, no? I mean, like, what temp?
He just kind of looked like, he kind of covered his face after I left. He's friends with one of the guys that we went to high school with who was also there. Mm-hmm. And so then, like, it was like kind of, you know, but yeah, I'll never forget.
That's
that.
Funny.
In the oven. Yeah.
People never forget.
People never forget. Except he honestly, I could not tell you what he looked like, but I could remember like his actions. I served more than like 1,000 people and that one still sticks out in my mind. So congratulations.
But yeah, Cosmo's like, I want a big old steak. And I want it raw, too. And the guy's like, sir, this is a Wendy's. Basically, he says that because he's just like, sir, this is a pizza shop. So he's like, fine, I'll take the manliest pizza. And as he walks away, he's like, but put some jelly beans on it. And so Megan and Ariel and Trevor over there kind of just like scoping out, seeing what's happened. And it turns out Trevor comes up and kind of snitches and turns out to like say like, hey, Megan and Ariel are trying to make you guys dislike each other by changing about each other. And so they get confronted and they're like, okay, we were just trying to do something to make you separate from each other. And so Megan convinces Trevor next time to have a party, like an apologetic party, where dad comes over, mom comes over, weird neighbor psychic comes over, and Cosmo comes over for a dinner. And so they tell Trevor that Cosmo is actually an evil alien, and she drafted up a plan saying, like, this is his plan. It's like, look at it. This is what Cosmo said. And the first page, it says, I'm going to eat Trevor, or my plan to eat Trevor. And so Trevor's like, oh no, he's going to eat me. So he gets to play sick while Ariel and Megan plan to bring big old party. The crazy psychic neighbor comes over and kind of macks on Cosmo as he comes up. And Kathleen's like, who are you? Who the F are you? And then dad comes over being like, hey, I'm here to pick up the kids. And like, dad's like, I have busy work things to do, so why don't you come over and, you know, you can watch TV while
I'm
I work.
I'm a very busy adult.
I'm a very busy adult.
Very busy adult
yeah,
things.
Literally
business,
saying,
business.
Yeah,
business.
But yeah, he's such a good dad where he just was like, hey, why don't you come over and watch TV at my place while I work? Sounds fun, doesn't it, kids? And so Megan's just like, well, I don't know. Trevor's really sick. You should go check on him. And so Trevor plays sick and pretends to be sick, and then he's like, if this doesn't work out, can I still hang out with Cosmo? And dad's like, who the heck's Cosmo? Because mom hasn't mentioned about the boyfriend yet and hasn't even mentioned that they're engaged yet. So dad meets Cosmo and he's like, oh gross, you're picking him over me. And she's like, yeah, and I'm also getting engaged, by the way. And so he's like, gross, like, we've been divorced for like 2 weeks, and all of a sudden you're engaged to someone in like 2 days? All right. And then the psychic lady's like, ooh, I like your aura. I like how thick it is. I like how your aura's just throbbing everywhere. And so dad and psychic lady just hits us off really nicely. And so as they're going to dinner, before they prepare, Megan and Ariel are getting food ready, and Ariel, she makes a really valid point about this, but she starts putting all the food into a blender and blending it all together, and Megan's like, what are you doing? I separated all the food out so they know what to eat. And Ariel's just like, well, they all end up in one place when it's digested, correct? And I was like, you know what? Ariel has a point. Like, why couldn't we just put, you know, a full course meal into a smoothie? Mirror.
Because I'm not about to drink my mashed potatoes. I'm not. Okay.
Blend mashed potatoes and steak together and drink it. It all ends up in the same place.
My mom used to say that too, when like something of like two of my foods would touch and I didn't like that. Like my barbecue sauce, like my coleslaw. And then I would like set that aside and she was like, you're not going to eat that part that touched. I was like, no. And then that's when she would say that. But, you know, that's still not nearly as extreme as blending.
Yeah, right. Like, next thing you think, your mom just blends all the food together for dinner. It's like, here, honey. Enjoy. No, I have that thing, too, where, like, I have certain foods that, like, can't touch. Because I don't like the way that it might mix and the flavor profile might be different.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah.
Real fast, I'm going to interrupt you guys for this very off-topic thing. But have you heard of the ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal?
No.
No.
Okay. For
this big...
Yeah, it's going on right now. And it potentially could take weeks for them to unstuck it. Unstuck it.
Wait, where is this?
The Suez Canal.
Oh, okay.
It's in Egypt.
Okay. There we go.
People have to essentially like use a smaller canal or go around Africa to like, because people, you know, they can't use the, I don't know, there's a big fucking ship stuck in the canal. It's the size of, it's over, actually, it's bigger than the Eiffel Tower, too. So, as perspective. Oh, wow. But I just found out that there is a map you can go to called marinetraffic.com. And you can look up, like, literally every single ship, like, wherever they're at, like, on Earth. Mm-hmm. And
marine traffic? Oh, there
marinetraffic.com.
Oh, and oh.
I only, because I found this out because I saw a Tumblr post about it. But there's a ship in the Suez Canal, and its name is Nautical Deborah. And then there's also one just called Chris. Nautica Deborah and Chris, and I just found one called Pacific Debbie. So I've been looking at ship names the past like 20
minutes. Go, Debbie, go.
You can go.
You can do it, Debbie. You can do it.
That's good old Debbie over there.
Oh my God.
She's a big girl.
Big Bertha. Oh.
So if anybody's bored, just go look for ship names.
I did not need to know.
A lot of them are very funny.
One of the top story images. It reminds me of Austin Powers when he's stuck in that hallway.
Yeah, that's what it reminds
me of. That's what I just imagine the boat doing right now, just backing up, going forward, backing up, going forward.
Okay, we can get unstuck. It's fine. Just back it up a little bit. Okay, now hit forward. Bring it back.
God.
Just a little bit forward.
How did they even get stuck?
I read it was like a sandstorm.
Oh.
Darud sandstorm.
I was gonna say, was Darud there?
They got stuck because they were distracted by Darud sandstorm. Darud was doing a live concert on the banks, and they were like, whoa, check that out. And then they just got stuck. But I guess it was like it decreased visibility and the winds and stuff. So it just kind of got them sideways a little bit. And now they're stuck.
Aww. The thing that cracks me up about the Austin Powers thing is when he like backs up, he actually like looks back.
Like you're just make sure I have to have room.
Yeah. Right. That's the part that kills me, that he's, like, backing up, and he, like, physically looks behind him, like, he's actually backing up to make sure he's in the clear. It's, like, that kind of humor that really tickles me.
Well, it reminds me of that scene in Scary Movie, was it 3? Where there he's, like, I'm going down to the river, and then he looks, in, like, in his rearview mirror, and then he drives forward.
Yeah.
And
but, yeah. If you guys are bored, go to marinetraffic.com and look up where Nautical Debbie is. And then you can search for other fun ships like Chris or
Debbie
Barnacle.
Easing into retirement.
After they have their dinner, the weird blending, they serve it in this weird green juice kind of thing. And they notice that everyone's getting along, actually, where she wished that everyone was fighting. So she's like, you know what? I'm gonna make it to where everyone's fighting. So she intentionally pours a like green goop on the psychic, the psychic neighbor, and then she's like, oh no! And then she throws the bowl. Megan throws the bowl at Cosmo. Cosmo's like, oh wow, we're having a food fight. So they have start having like a not really a food fight, but like carbonated water fight where they spray each other with carbonated water, and everyone's getting along and. Ariel and Megan are just like, really? Like, after all this effort, they're still getting along. And then this is where Ariel starts, like, bubbling up. And she goes in the bathroom. And Megan follows her and sees Ariel as the bubble alien. And so Megan comes out running out. She's like, dude, you won't believe I saw this, but Ariel's an alien. After she says that, the next scene is her at a psychologist. And the psychologist is like, but does it sometimes, is it that you that feels like the alien? Kind of like the whole psychologist kind of thought process.
Psychologist and, with us, yeah. Peter.
Yeah. And so,
sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I just want to say, like, you could totally play Battleship with this app thing. Like,
you
just like
Nautical Deborah.
Yeah, because I'm just watching them, like, kind of intersect. And oh my god, that'd be so fun. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, you're good. And then it cuts to, I don't know what the time frame is this, but now they're having a wedding. So they're getting ready for the wedding, and as they're getting ready, Fanuel shows up in with his dad, the Emperor of Siam, the King of Siam. Is not pleased, but the Emperor shows up with Fanuel, and Aerith's like, "Oh, Fanuel," and Fanuel's like, "Ah, Sawiza, Sacagawea, whatever her name was. I think it was Sawiza. Sawiza is her alien name." And so they're talking, and they're like, "Well, we need to find your dad because he's a traitor, and I need to zap him and take him prisoner back to our home planet." And so as they're talking, that psychic lady comes in, and she gets zapped. She turns into this giant, like, frozen cube geometric thingy, which is kind of crazy. The CGI is like, ooh, cool. 2000s. So Ariel is like, okay, well, my dad's out there, so you just chill while Fanuel and I kind of catch up. And so Ariel tried to convince how humans are not bad at all. They actually have feelings. They actually are warm. They actually, you know, are good things or good beings. Cuts to Cutter randomly showing up to the wedding, and he's like, what's going on? And he says some stuff, stupid stuff that we, I don't know, whatever. He says some Cutter stuff, and so he follows Megan back up to the room, and turns out that Ariel's in there stuck with Fanuel and this frozen psychic lady. And as Fanuel looks at Megan, he full-on ooh-woos on Megan. He's like, oh, look at this human girl. I like you. I like it that. I like it a lot. And so
I'm gonna say real fast, too. Mm-hmm. I did laugh a little, like, quite a bit towards the end part because of, like, the stupid shit that Cutter says. Like, when he walked in and then turned around and saw the frozen lady, he's like, that's unusual.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The way he said it and was, like, kind of not, like, super phased by it. But he's like, oh, I laughed out loud.
Yeah. And what was it? Because they get trapped up in the bedroom because the Emperor's like, I'm going to go find your dad. And he said, like, what? Not peasant, but he says, like, a P word to Cutter. But Cutter's just like,
peon,
oh.
I think.
Yeah,
he's
like, peon. And Cutter's like, oh, I need to, like, increase my vocabulary. Like, for some reason, like, just like,
yeah,
I
he's
need
like,
to, like,
you're rude, man. I need to increase my vocabulary.
Yeah. And so they're all talking in there, and Fanuel is like, ooh, I like this brown haired chick. Forget you, Ariel. I'm going to go ooh on this girl. And so she's trying to convince Fanuel that, hey, what you're doing is bad. Like, talking about freedom, like how on Earth you have all this freedom to do stuff. And actually, I laughed a lot at this part. So in the beginning of the movie, they talked about how Cutter went down a mountain on his roller skates.
He's like, I skated down.
Yeah.
And then it cuts. Yeah.
Yeah, it cuts to a clip of him just literally just, like, tumbling down a hill. And so they play that clip again. He's like, yeah, with all this freedom, we got to do, like, you know, windsurfing, we skateboard. We could even skate down a hill. And it cuts back to that clip of him just, like, tumbling down.
I looked at it
down.
And I was like, that's how you become paralyzed.
Yeah. And this explains a lot about Cutter and why
this is
what
happened.
This is the way he is. Why are you the way that you are?
And then it just cuts to Cutter.
Yeah.
Tumbling down a mountain.
Yeah. And then they talk about how they're not really from the Yukon. And they mentioned about the Yukon. So it cuts back to that scene where it's just like that snowstorm with the dogs barking. But it says Yukon. And a population says no one. And it's still in parentheses say still no one. And I kind of got a good laugh at that. And so they talk about the freedom and say, like, hey, your planet needs to do that too. You don't understand how much freedom, like, it does. And then Cutter comes in. Cutter cuts in. And he says, like, yeah, your dad's a tyrant. And he, like, pauses and is like, wait. I said tyrant. That's a new word. I didn't know that word. And he's just saying, like, after saying that, hey, I need to learn new words. He's like, yeah, your dad's a tyrant. And so he convinces Fanuel to, you know, be chill, hang out, maybe, you know, maybe kill his dad, maybe accidentally.
And he also does this because he does, like, a two-minute monologue about how many different flavors of potato chips there are. That's the freedom of Earth. Is because there are many potato chip flavors. Yeah,
he's like, what about your plant? Do you have 18 different flavors of potato chips? No. So
your planet sucks.
Yeah, your plant sucks. So Fennel's like, you know what? You're right. Let's go save your dad. Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Yeah. So then it cuts to the Emperor finding Cosmo, and he's like, well, you're a freedom fighter. We don't accept that. So you need to go to prison and be in internal frozenness with your daughter. So Cosmo's like, no thanks. But the Emperor ends up freezing him. And then this is where they cut in, where the kiddos all come in with the blow dryers with really long extension cords. And they basically like...
They all blow him.
Megan's blowing him, Ariel's blowing him, Cutter's blowing him, his son's blowing him.
Oh god.
But wait, there's more. So as they're blowing him, he turns into a he turns into a giant bubble. He's like, those little things are not gonna do much. And then all of a sudden, the little brother Trevor brings in the maximum blow. So he blows him too with.
This also reminds me of Spaceballs. Yeah. They're like, she's gone from blow to suck. From suck to blow.
Yeah. So Trevor comes out with a giant leaf blower to blow in dad really hard until, like, he pops.
He popped so hard.
Should our title be Blowin' Dad?
God, Blowin'
Dad until he pops.
We could upload our podcast to Pornhub. Probably get additional listens with that kind of title. They'd be like, they'd listen through the whole thing and be like, but where's the porn at? I'd be like, we tricked you for more listens.
Yeah, we'll take your 0.0 cent per watch or whatever.
Yeah, we're gonna buy more McChickens with all your money you gave us.
More McChickens. Hey, I would take McChicken. I would accept payment in the form of McChicken. So
I accept cash or McChickens, whichever you prefer.
Oh my god.
So yeah. And apparently, I don't know, when they pop, they don't really die, because later on it says that Fanuel said that, like, don't worry about it, we'll take care of whatever's happening in my father's condition. So I was like, but he popped.
His condition is that he's dead.
Yeah. Like, so he's dead, like, which I thought was weird for the movie, just to have, like, this random, like, final battle in the last, like, literal, like, 2 minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they go back to the room and Fondul's like, okay, I promise to come back, but I need to make sure I take care of whatever as, like, the new emperor, because we blew my dad so hard that he popped. He punched the highlights out of her hair.
And then Cutter is Todd. When
he's
like, you're incorrigible, and he's like, I don't know the meaning of the word, and then it said he really doesn't.
Yeah. But yeah, so then turns out that Megan's like, hey, you know what? Fanuel's kind of cool. I kind of dig him. And so Ariel's like, yeah, he's not as good looking as he is as bubble form, so you go get him while I steal your man Cutter.
I like this idiot boy.
Yeah, I like this idiot boy. And so they have, like, a little celebration. They actually have the wedding, finally. And so they have a little dance and everyone getting along. So dad's now with the psychic. The psycho sidekick. Cosmo and Mom are married, and then Fanuel and Megan are together dancing, and Ariel and Cutter are dancing together. So happy ending. And that was the end of the movie.
Yay.
I realized we forgot to rate The Luck of the Irish.
Oh, yeah.
We should include that after we rate this one.
Okay.
What our ratings were.
Based on those 5 minutes that you watched, Bridget, what do you rate this as?
Oh my god. Probably about a 6 lone dads out of 10.
I give it about, it was like a 5, 5.5 potato chips out of 10. It was fine. Like, it was an okay movie. It was just, I don't know. It was, yeah. It was forgettable. Like, I remember parts of the movie, but yeah.
Like, Bridget, are you rating it based on Will's retelling of it because you didn't watch it?
Yeah. Okay, I'll give it 6. dumb blonde teenage boys out of 10. Okay, because that is pretty memorable.
I'm going to rate this. I'll do 6 exploding moms out of 10 exploding moms. It was okay. Yeah, like it was like kind of forgettable, weird, but there's other, you know, weird Disney movies. The acting and stuff, though, was good.
Oh, yeah. The acting was really good, yeah. I think this is where Disney Channel Rouge movies starts getting better with their acting. Like, this is where...
Yeah, but their storylines start getting shittier.
Yeah.
So, there was never really a perfect time for DCOMs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was forgettable, but there's good acting. There was a couple funny parts, but it's because of how stupid this one character is. So that's a plus, or I don't know. I don't know if it's a plus. Whatever. It is what it is. It's not the worst.
Oh, yeah. And then Lucky Irish, what do we rate it?
I'm going to rate Luck of the Irish. I'm going to do 8.5. Dancing, breakdancing Irishmen in kilts out of 10.
I rate it about 8 fake coins out of 10 as well.
Okay. Do you guys rate it?
Yeah, yep. We did 8.5. What was it?
Breakdancing Irishmen in kilts.
Yeah, there we go.
And Will did fake coins.
Yeah.
Okay.
8 fake coins, yeah.
8 nosy History Day girls out of 10. Or Heritage Day, or whatever.
Whatever.
So yeah, that's a pretty good rating. That's like a solid 8 across the board. That's pretty good.
Yeah. We said it was enjoyable. It's just like a fun watch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. Well,
the next movie.
It is one I actually, during this period, like I watched pretty much all of the Disney Channel original movies, like except for this one.
Which one's this one coming up?
Ready to Run.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
I feel like I've seen part of it. Or maybe I just have watched the trailer for it, like when they were advertising it. But it's about horse racing. Oh, man. Okay, well, I guess that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check on how Nautical Debbie's doing.
Yeah, I hope she's doing well.
She's probably still stuck in the Suez Canal, you know? You know how it is when a boat gets stuck and you have to sail, you know, across. Yeah. Around Africa instead of through the canal that just leads
boats and hoes. Yeah, that's what Debbie is. She's a boat and a hoe boat.
She may be a hoe boat, but we don't shame her for that.
No, yeah, no, she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she's living a better life than we are.
Yeah, I'm sure she is
sailing in the wide open oceans.
Good for Debbie and Nautical Deborah.
Nautica Debra. I want to be someone who names boats and just be like, Nautical Debra. You this are bitch. Chris. You are Pacific Debbie. You will be Karen.
No.
Oh, actually, let me see if there's a boat named Karen. Karen. There is!
Oh, God.
There's a couple Karens.
There always is a couple Karens.
Everywhere you go.
Karen is like, can I speak to your captain? I want to speak to your captain, please. Man.
Oh. Anyway. Well, this was fun. All right, movie.
Yeah.
Good night, I guess.
Good night. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Good night, I guess.
Night. All right.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
Bye, Craig.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Craig, leave.
Fuck out of here, Craig. No, stupid.